Blog Talk Radio. We on air. 8 o'clock on the dot. Gotta give myself props. Alright, man, what are we gonna start off with today? Got a caller already, give me a sec. 732, you on air?
Fuck up, it's me, bitch.
Oh, shit, let me mute you real quick.
Come on, man, chill, bro. What's up, man, what's up?
Nah, chillin', man. About to pull up this Warfare League so I can check what's popping. Get some hot topics out the way.
I'm pulling mine up too now. I was watching the Bulls game.
They're losing a bit.
Fucking Derrick Rose. All
right, man.
Out.
Let's get an update on division leaders real quick.
You know I lost that playoff game, right, in fucking MLG, right?
Did you win?
Nah, I lost, man. It's too much, too many injuries. I picked up fucking Jason Campbell from fucking ShopRite, man.
Oof.
He didn't play one game for me, yo. This was his first game.
Damn. Oh, shit. I don't know if you saw I done traded away Mac. Well, I am trading away Mac, Khalil Mac. Getting myself a good user. I got Xavier Gooden. I got another rookie linebacker and a second round pick.
Okay.
I got rid of Foster and brought in Suggs.
What are you looking at right now?
I'm gonna look at the standings real quick
I'm on NFC. You want to do AFC? You get more familiar.
Yeah, I got AFC since it's my division. Now we got the AFC North. You know, Browns. Of course, we got the division. We got the bye. No matter what's in that 14-2. Bengals just missed it. They came in and had a good 9-6. But AFC South totally dominated. So you got the Titans and the Colts at 13-3 each. And the Texans sitting at 12-4. I don't know, actually. The Bills won their division at 9-6. His division was weak. Troy's division was real weak. He had a 4-12, 4-12, and 2-13. Troy Burton.
Oh.
He sneaked into the playoffs with a 9-6 record. Then the AFC West, you had the Broncos at 12-4. I'm trying to see who got the bye. The second AFC bye.
You got it, and I know you got it. You got one.
I got one. I think if the Titans win this, they haven't played their game yet. Then they'll have theirs. But if they lose. I think they still get it because they got more division wins. They'll be sitting at 5-2 in the they have a 5-1 record in the division. So, and I think the Titans got the bye.
So, the NFC, you got the Bucks number one seed in the whole NFL. Seahawks is 2 seed because he won the division over Lewis. He's 12-4. So Lewis has the 5 seed at 12-4. The Lions have the freaking. Well, it depends. It depends right now because you know the Jeremy and Mike Brewski, their game is gonna go to be a sim. It's going to be a sim. Because they're on completely opposite schedules, and they won't be able to play the Friday.
Right.
So they both agreed upon the sim.
Give me a second. We got another caller. Let's see who this is. 862, you're live. Oh, we got another one.
Oh,
856, you're live. Oh, we got
What's good? What's good, man? Man, I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Give me a sec, guys. Give me a sec. Y'all continue on with the shit.
You know, these playoff scenarios, man, like, you know, Jeremy and Brewski, they agreed to a sim because they ain't gonna be able to play till Friday at the earliest.
Might as well.
And they both 10-5, but they really like if the Eagles win, then I win the division and I get the 4th seed. No, I get the 3
though, right?
seed. I get the 3 seed, my bad.
I said, win or lose, you win it, all right?
No, I'm in there already. I played my game already. I beat Gary.
Right.
So I'm 11-5 right now. But if the Eagles win, then I win the division, and that gives me the 3 seed. So I'll be able to host I'll be able to play a playoff game at home at least.
I just want to win one game.
Man, you'll get there, man. What the Steph's doing, man? But it's a couple of owners, man, that had comeback seasons, bro. We talking about Calvin Johnson. He made the playoffs last year. He 12-4 this year. Lewis, he had.
Him.
Huh?
I just played him.
Yeah. And Lewis had the number 2 pick in the draft last year. He traded away for Josh Gordon. So he had a bad year last year. Who else? Mike Riley. He had a fucking pretty bad year last year, too. He's 9-6 this year. Got a chance to make the playoffs depending on the tiebreaker. I don't know. Tiebreaker shit is no joke right now because the Cowboys got 8. I think the Cowboys are in no matter what, man. I think the Cowboys are in no matter what, man. 8-4. If Mike wins his last game, 8-4. But he plays Jedi, so that's the one. You got to go to point differential. That point differential is going to be where it's at.
Yeah.
For Mike and the Cowboys. And the Cowboys got it. Fucking Mike's point differential, he's negative in point differential. He got points for 381, points against 400. And the Cowboys got 484.4, 355 again. Because the conference record is going to be even. If the Cowboys lose and Mike wins.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I think the Cowboys win no matter what. So we may be looking at 3 teams from the NFC East in the playoffs.
That's crazy, yo. Who the Reds is?
Huh?
I said, who the Reds is?
Oh, that's my man Corey, man. Corey, man, he likes playing a game, bro. When lose or draw, he's still going to play no matter what. I mean, he's gotten better, though. He's gotten better. Definitely give him that.
Where the fuck is Esteban at, man? Probably want to go fucking give Taco a fucking hand up. But yeah, even Jesse Rump over in the AFC, I think he had like 4 wins last year.
Man, fucking close.
Yeah, he had 4 wins last year. He's fucking 13-3 this year.
Big miles.
So the AFC playoffs are set. You got 1, 2, 3, 4. The teams that are in it are set, but as far as the seeding, it's still up in the air. Who's got 3, who's got 4.
Yo, dude got off?
Nah, he's the host, so if he would've got off, then, we would've hung up. Yo, Steph. Hold on. Yeah, man. So, right now, we're just waiting on basically one game to see, see what the playoff picture is going to be in the NFC. I think the Titans and the Browns got the number 1 and number 2 seed locked up in the AFC.
Yeah, they do.
You're looking at it right now, right?
Yeah. Titans 13-2, Browns 14-2.
But it all depends, if the Titans beat the Browns early in the season, if he won his last game, then he's got the 1 seed and he's got home field throughout. Let me look at some of these. Some of these spam players. Maybe I can get them back on the air with the spam shit.
And the show happened now. He left.
Huh?
The show happened now, right?
You said what?
I said the show was half an hour, right?
Nah, this shit's an hour, I think.
Oh, damn.
This dude fucking taking forever to come back online. Motherfuckers gonna call in shit. You think this shit happened now? Yo, I do 33 interceptions with Massive this year, bro.
Geno's in that 33 now, but this is really for me. I played, what, 3 games in through 9.
you what?
I played 3 games and threw 9 picks already.
Oh, shit.
With Geno.
At least I had almost had 3 wide receivers over 1,000 yards, man. I mean, look at the
ground. How the fuck, who set this team up? I don't have no receivers.
This thing is so garbage, yo. He got 1 wide receiver with 108 catches, 2,767 yards, yo.
What up?
33 touchdowns. I just think, he spammed the shit out of him, yo.
No, Wesley Reed, right?
Huh?
Wesley Reed.
the what's his name? The fucking the Browns owner. He spanked the shit out of him, yo.
33 touchdowns.
108 catches. I didn't even know you could get that in the motherfucking game.
He almost had 3,000 yards receiving.
I booted somebody for that shit before. This nigga had 33 touchdowns with this dude.
That's crazy.
Nobody else over 700 yards. Seth.
Yo.
He went, bro.
Huh?
Where the fuck you went? Yo.
Yo.
Yo. I know you're here talking about Wesley shit, Wesley Snipes.
Talk about the LOB.
Oh, that's Calvin. Fuck out of here.
Calvin, man. What's up, yo? Nothing, man. Sure. How I feel to get that number 2 seed, you bum?
Feels great, man. I'd like to thank Paul Allen.
Paul Allen, your owner?
Yep.
He gay, bro.
To support our great secondary.
You better thank Paul Allen for fucking running the rock on fucking second and fucking goal. Well, yeah, I'm looking over on Wesley Reeves' stats. You get a chance to look at his stats, man?
No, whose stats? Reed.
Wesley Reeves. He was a victim of the spam.
No, but I heard you say stats, yeah, maybe 100 catches, 2,000 yards.
108 catches, 2,767 yards, and 33 touchdowns.
Damn, 33 touchdowns is fucking nuts.
Yeah, he had 10 in one game.
Damn.
You know who he played for, right?
No, who is Saints? I don't know.
No, he played for the fucking Browns.
Wow, never heard of that dude.
I believe it was one game that he was the only one that caught the passes in one game.
You remember that game, right?
No.
I remember that game. He was the only one that caught passes. The nigga had like 25 receptions.
Man.
At one point, you got to like triple team that dude.
Whoever fucking let him do it is a fucking clown.
My bad, man. I had to dip real quick.
You had to what?
I had to dip really quick. I had to take care of some stuff.
We was talking about Wesley Reeves and shit, man.
About what?
About Wesley Reeves. Spam account.
Oh, the beast.
The beast.
The beast in the AFC, man.
What's his feet, 99?
Who got questions about him? The dude's an animal, man. He ain't a 99 yet, but once I get this 100,000 XP, then from all the awards that he's about to receive, he'll hit 99. I had to make him a good deep threat first. I picked up his speed in Excel. I think he started off at 94, 95. Then I went and changed it from quick to superstar and then boosted his speed in Excel to 98,
98. How many catches did he have against me?
How many catches did he have against you? I don't know if he had very much because you already knew about him, so you kind of game planned towards playing that tough coverage all game.
He had none. What the fuck is he talking about? He had no catches.
Dang, man. How'd I rack up those 33 points against you then?
Bro, you had the ball right there, motherfucker. Two fumbles and three interceptions in a row inside my 15-yard line. That shit won't happen.
Oh, yeah, Robinson. The beast, Robinson, ran for 5 touchdowns, 188 yards.
Yeah, I'm about to
watch what it was.
Wow.
That's what it was. Average almost 7 yards per carry.
Robinson always goes forward, though.
He's always falling forward. He's an animal, man. I put a lot of effort in season, I think it was season 2, season 1. Man, I put a lot of time and effort into running that man and making him a beast.
Well, it's pretty fucking easy when
get out of here. Don't even say it, man. I'm going to have to mute you, dog.
I just say it, man. It's easy. I could sit up there and run the plays you run if fucking had David Wilson. All
right. Anyways, who else we got on the line? I don't even know who else we got on the line right now. Who's 862?
We got LOB. We got Dane.
LOB, I see you, man. You've been a quiet one this year. You came up and kind of surprised me. I've been paying much focus on you, to be honest, but you're definitely one to watch out for. I know you got a damn good run game if you stay committed to it.
Yeah, the only thing he can do is run. He can't fucking pass.
That's right.
He's going to have to stay committed.
I see you got a big game versus
honestly,
Lewis.
Honestly, Kyle's passing game has improved a lot, though. I can't get from last Madden to this Madden.
Yeah,
he's got a passing game this Madden.
So I'm averaging like 150 a game. So
before that shit was just all run.
I think you got a big game this week, huh?
He won already.
Yeah, isn't Cal playing? It may have been a 4th-and-16, but who's the Seahawks playing?
On 4th-and-16.
Oh, you already played your game. Oh, you already won your game. That's right. You played Damien, huh?
Yeah.
That was really good. Yeah, that was close.
God dang. Hold on.
That was a close game.
Did your brother play Dominique?
Dominique went on. He went on what's name, man? On auto.
Yeah. I was
okay.
Because I needed San Fran to lose that game.
Hey
yeah,
man,
look,
man, we're gonna have to suspend your brother, bro.
Four.
Rocco's be some cheating people, man. We got a 50-point cap against the computer, and he gonna put up 54. Come on, now, man. Your brother.
Man, that shit ain't worse than you having 25 receptions with one person and not throwing it to nobody else.
Dog, you're going to press the best receiver.
Yo,
if
yo,
you're
going to
press
yards.
The best receiver in the league and you got
bruh.
Nobody over him and the corner that you're pressing him with has like 80 speed, I'm going to hit him. It's going to happen, dog.
There's no way in hell. Look, there's no way in hell that you don't throw it to another person the whole game. There's no way in hell. Not even attempt to throw it to another person.
Nah, I haven't been completion.
He had 27 receptions for 500-something yards and 10 touchdowns in one
you
game.
You know, it's because he came pregame, bro, and he was like, Coach, I want the rock. Feed me the rock this game. I want to prove myself to the league. You know, feeding me the rock. I put the team on my back.
Then you said you was gonna suspend yourself.
I said if y'all need me to, man, I'll suspend myself for being that kind of a beast.
For being fucked up. For being a
and
fucked
they were
up
like,
motherfucker.
Yeah, were like,
that,
nah.
Just say that. Hey, I suspend myself for being a fucked up motherfucker.
Hey, bro, what is the league motto? Let me know. Tell me what the league motto is.
XP feelings, but goddamn.
All right, man. Like
I'm
I said, in 4th and 16, like I said in the chat, if I'm up by 50 points against you, E, in the Super Bowl, the next play I'm going to come out in a pass. So I don't care if there's 6 minutes left. I don't care if there's 3 seconds left. I'm going to throw the ball against you.
If you're not cheating,
why you got so much animosity towards me, bro?
Because, man, I ain't got no rings, bro. And you always be bringing
exactly
that stuff up.
And what
dog,
I got rings, dog.
All right, anyways, we out of topic, man. I wish Chef could call in because I got some choice words for Chef, man.
Chef can't call in, man.
I know he can't call in, but, man, he's supposed to be holding the division down with me, dog. It's supposed to be me and Chef. I looked forward for that battle, and he's sitting at 7-8. He ain't even close to the playoff picture, man. I was over here trying to rep the North because, you know, it turned into a little, like week 10. It turned into a rivalry, you know, divisional rivalry, AFC North versus the AFC South. And, you know, I was talking all that mess. You know, the chef comes in and he'd be talking mess. But you can't talk mess if he's sitting at 7-8. Like, what the hell is that? I'm going to have to boot him from my league and bring in some real competition. Have y'all gone over these yearly awards yet, man? I'm guessing not. Well, it's gonna be a toss up for MVP. It's either gonna be Manziel or Reeves that takes MVP this year, unless Glennon just completely goes off and surpasses them, but I think Manziel's gonna take it. I kind of feel bad for the Titans. I think Gilbert was leading the entire year, sitting in that one spot, and he got hurt. He's done bumped down to number 5. The seed's in the race. He's in that 4. She already
Hello?
Played your game, so that's as much as he's gonna get.
Let me get my charger, man. I gotta charge this fucking.
Coach of the year, Jesse. Oh yeah, we gotta kind of bring that up, man. Some surprises this year. Jesse was.
I said that, man. We were talking about that while you was listening.
Dang, see, all you said was y'all was talking about Reeves, and Reeves,
huh?
Reeves. You know that conversation can go on for days with how much he's been beasting up.
Who?
I don't know what all y'all touched up on.
About who? Who been beasting up?
The whole Brown squad.
Man. You're telling yourself a little bit too much. And you ain't even going to do shit when you get in the playoffs, all right, bro.
Anyways, I'm going to go on with awards because I don't know if y'all touched
Yo,
up on awards.
Yo, go to awards because that's what you is, nigga. You was a fucking Peyton Manning, dog. A.K.A. All right,
I'm sorry, League, but Aracho is being muted for foul language.
Man, it's a roto.
What, cockroach? Is that what you said?
Yeah, it's a roto, motherfucker.
All right, anyway, we're going with awards. Offensive player in the AFC. Reeves is at 1. Robinson is at 2. Manziel, 3. Giovanni Bernard is at 4. Harris is at 5. AFC defensive, we got Tashawn Gibson for the Colts. And then Zach Brown and Xavier Gooden. I'll tell you what, Texans could be a threat in the playoffs.
If he don't play you because you know all his plays.
Shut your ass up, dog. I don't think Texans are going to have to get over that bump against the Titans. I don't think he's beating the Titans yet. And if he wants to get anywhere, he's going to have to beat them first. But he's pretty good defensively. He has a good defensive
The Texans?
Scheme. Yeah, the Texans got a good defensive scheme. I'll give it to him. He can run his defense. Offensively, he kind of kind of panics a little bit when he's under pressure. And,
yeah.
You can, if he's losing, you can make him make some bad throws.
I was surprised when I beat the fucking Chalupa out of his ass. But he, when me and him played before, it was a good game.
Yeah, he's inconsistent, man. But if he's on his shit, he can ball. He can play. I actually think this is the first year that he's made playoffs for Warfare, which is really surprising. But I think this is the first year that he's going to make playoffs. So we'll see how far he goes. Offensive rookie, it's already going to be Reeves. You already know that. Doolittle from the Colts is in second. And then T. Farrell from the Broncos is in third. Defensive rookie, D'Angelo Ware from the Titans. Best QB is Manziel's in first, Gilbert's in second. And Texans again, bringing up Ryan Mallett, is in third. Best running back, you got Robinson and Giovanni Bernard. Best receiver is Reeves. Best O-line versus the Browns. Best defensive line, Geno Atkins. Best defensive back, Sean Gibson again. Chiefs making top of the list, that Jason Verrett. Best kicker, Troy Burton's Bills. Congrats on that. NFC, let's see what the NFC got. Offensive player of the year, Tim John Barner. Dude's been going off. He's trying to get out of the shadow of Robinson for the best running back in the league. And I've actually ran with Barner. He's a pretty good little back to run with.
Yeah, especially once you get them XP points up with him, his other attributes, he'll be good.
He's a good start off. Gets good awareness, elusiveness, and ball carrier vision. So he has some holes pretty good. Defensive player of the year, you got Lavonte David and Wesley Woodyard at the top again for the Bucks. And LOB, Bobby Wagner, sitting at a good at that three spot.
Yeah!
That's pretty good. Hey, man, you got that man that's a 99 overall. He must be playing ball for you.
That's a shot. My secondary is the ones that really made it. I got four corners and the two I drafted at overall 90s.
You don't even have Richard Sherman no more, right? Do you still have him?
Yeah,
I still got him. I ain't throw over there.
Offensive rookie Keegan Yount. Is that the quarterback?
Yeah, he's the quarterback for the Cowboys.
Quarterback, yeah. He got the offensive rookie of the year. Defensive rookie Josh Phelps, again from the Cowboys. Rob Tremel from the Eagles. Look at you. Finally, the Giants make the list somewhere. I mean, they're not topping anything yet, but defensive rookie in that third spot.
Who?
Jotavius Clayton. Who's that? Backer?
Oh, my safety.
The safety? Yeah, dude's in the three spot for the defensive rookie, so he should be getting some nice XP on the advance.
Yeah.
Best QB, Nassib for the Giants.
Massive.
Steve, massive.
Fucking Steve. He's not no fucking goddamn from Afghanistan. Fucking massive.
Is it,
what
are
you saying, Steve and shit? Like,
see, I don't understand that, man. I don't understand how damn Madden gives you, like, MVP. If you're the MVP, then you're obviously, like, the best QB out there. But, I don't know, Mike Glenn getting scrubbed and getting that two spot. Best running back goes to Barner with McCoy at second. Best receiver, Julio Jones. And then Najee Anthony. That was a rookie from last
Jones
year, huh?
Best receiver, bro. I think Najee overtook him with his last game, bro. He had two touchdowns, like 150 yards.
Yeah, well, you got two Giants up here on the list, Beckham and Anthony.
That's because I can't forget about
who you like to call Fernandez. His name is Carlos Castillo from the Eagles.
Oh yeah, that's he don't run no other route but deep.
Yeah, he's a deep ball.
They got him strictly for a deep route. He don't run no other shit.
Yeah, just play off, man. I'd do a cover four and then put my inside corner on him if need be. But I do got the burners. Luckily for me, I pre-scouted before the game, and I looked at his speed, and I was like, God dang, man, that dude got a deep threat for sure. So I played back when I played him. I think he caught one on me.
Even
but
when
other
you
than
do,
that.
When you do play back, like, you fucking smack his quarterback, he'll fucking bounce off of it and throw it deep and still catch it with, like, three people on him.
LOB makes another appearance at best defensive line. You got Michael Bennett.
Yeah.
He beat out Freeney. Best defensive back.
We still ain't in back advance yet, so all this shit is just, you know, who's leading.
It could change.
Get out of this game and overtake that shit, yo.
Yeah, it could change easily. Best defensive back goes to the Panthers, Brandon Clark.
Yeah, he's a beast.
And then Parrish Cox comes in second. And then you got Cam Chancellor in third. And then the kicker goes to the Panthers. Panthers kicker.
Yeah, four touchdowns. Yeah.
Graham Gano. But I'm kind of excited to see how this playoff picture is going to turn out and who we got in the wild card. I think we're going to have another rematch between the Colts and the Texans. I'm going to try to predict out the AFC. So the Colts and the Texans are going to be a wild card game going along with who else gets to play. The Titans and the Browns are most likely going to get the bye. So that means the Broncos, Texans, Bills. Hold on.
The AFC
Texans, Broncos, Colts, Browns, Titans. So how does it work? Is it the two wild card plays, the two divisional?
The two wild cards play the two divisional winners with the least, with the lowest record.
So I'm gonna say it's gonna be the Texans. Who are the Broncos? Is that Need?
Yeah, that's good. All
right.
If that game
gets played, that'll be an interesting game. Need versus Taco. It'll be an interesting game, and I'm gonna go with the Texans, man.
The waiting stream, so we'll see.
All right. No, I'm gonna go with the Texans on that one, man. I see the Texans pulling the upset on George Mead. I think they've played each other before. I think the series is either tied or Taco leads, but I think he's gonna pull it out and get into the divisional round out of the Bills and the Colts.
I think I'm gonna take the Colts.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Jesse, man. He's been doing his thing. Did I play him this year? I don't remember if I played him or not. But he's been doing his thing, and I think he'll take out Troy. So I see the AFC South coming in strong. That'll put either the Titans versus the Colts or the Texans. And I think if the Titans play the Texans get knocked out. If he plays the Colts may have a number on them and come up with a win, but either scenario, if I were to put my money on it, I'd go with Titans. I think they got the stuff to push into the next round. And then I'm going to call my own number, man. I know I can beat the Texans. He's going to put up a good little game, but I think my team is just more skilled and more talented, and they're just going to manhandle that Houston team. But Colts, I haven't played Jesse in a while, so that could end up being a pretty good game. But I think either game that I'd play, it'd be close. So if I call my own number, getting into the conference, and then I like to see the Titans and Browns rematch. Beat them by a field goal last year in the AFC Championship. He beat me by a fourth quarter comeback and beat me by a touchdown in the regular season. I think the final was like 27-20. So I think it'd be another offensive game with the final score probably being 24-21. I'm gonna call my number, man. I gotta make it to the bowl again. I'm motivated.
Yo, you really fucking feeling yourself, bro.
I am, dog. I'm telling you, man, this team is firing on all cylinders.
Yo, I've heard you talk about yourself for the last 10 minutes, bro.
What you talking about? All right, anyways, I'm going to go back into the NFC, man.
If I would have just called in right now, I would have thought that you won about 7 or 8 Super Bowls. If I would have called in right now without even listening to before.
You're the one putting the spotlight on me, man. I'm trying to focus on the NFC, and you keep bringing up me talking about myself.
I'm just saying, man, you're feeling yourself a little bit way too much. But this I see the NFC playing out. depending on who I got, I think if I play Lil Fuck in the NFC Championship game, I think I could beat him. But if I play him in a divisional, then I probably lose to him. Because my confidence in my players ain't all the way back up yet.
Right.
But I can run the table. Like, I've fucking only lost one game, and that's the fucking Jeremy team. Because I started off 1-4. And, you know, he's a Super Bowl champion winner. But you got guys that, you know, like Calvin could easily beat me. He's been close as fuck. I got lucky on him in fucking 4th and 16 one time. And even the last playoff game in 4th and 16. The last playoff game in 4th and 16, that shit was a close game. It was what, 21-14, right, Kyle? Something like that?
Yeah, that was some bullshit too.
That was bullshit. Don't say all that.
With the orange top 60 recovered, I had that game won, man.
That was in 4th and 16, but it wasn't a playoff game.
No. That game was
Yeah, that was a regular season game. You definitely had me beat. You definitely had me beat, but hey, man, shit happens, bro.
Fuck that.
Well, I'm excited for this season. You know what I'm saying? Because I just want to Super Bowl. I want to see if I could repeat. It's hard to repeat in this league with a bunch of fucking high caliber players like. There's a lot of talent in this league, man.
Yeah, it's definitely grown. Definitely gotten stronger over the couple of past seasons.
Wait till I get right.
You used to run the tables back in the day, bro?
Nah, Damien, he never beat me before, but
there you go.
Anybody else has. Once you get the game down pat, man, it's going to be tough in that AFC, bro. Tell me, man. That's why I was like, you know what? That's why we had to get him in the league because we need some structure in that AFC.
Yeah, there's a. We need some more powerhouses, so I'm hoping, man, you get that skill back. I know it's a big time adjustment. Have you played this man before, and just on PS3? Or
nah, man, this is my first time playing this game. Like this, like last
Damn.
Week, I just got it.
Oh, I'm sorry, I watched that.
Yeah, it's a big adjustment. Then I know, just coming over from PS3 to PS4 was an adjustment. That was taking that little crossover in the next generation. The biggest difference, I think, was the damn agility.
Why'd you watch it?
You couldn't run to the sideline and just cut up the field the way you used to, you know? that truce that comes into effect. But I think once you get those audibles down, then and those hot checks or whatever, I think you'll be straight. I think defense is where most of the adjustments come in.
Yeah, man. Calvin ran all on me.
Yeah, Calvin will do that, man. I think you're one of the only records I haven't broken yet, man. And that rushing year I had, I think last year, I was trying to get every record I could in Robinson, and I think you had the rushing record with like 400 yards in one game. Let me go check that real quick. It was Michael for the Seahawks in 2014. Rushed for 341 yards.
A 10-car garage spot. I had that thing.
Calvin's the run the ball, man. He knows how to run. Is that going to be enough for him to go and overpower the Giant? I think honestly, Calvin, your key is you just need to stay true to your game, man, because the Giant cannot stop the run to save his life.
And I want to throw the ball so I can, move the ball faster and score, but if I throw an interception, I give up like, oh, shit, fucking up.
Yeah, man, you can't against big time players like Kyrie and E-Dub and JV, Daniel, you can't, it's huge, you just cannot turn over the ball and you cannot stress it enough. You don't want to play conservative because you play too conservative, you start to fall behind, but you gotta stay. Got to stay away from getting one-dimensional and start airing it out. But
I could have beat them, but I stopped. Like, early in the game, I was throwing the ball. I could throw an interception. Then once I started winning the ball, that's when I came back on them.
Yeah.
Me not having a damn offensive line. I stopped the ball. They was turning his shoulders, getting sacked.
Man, it says this beer is too hot and to modify. That's bullshit.
Yo, so I can't stop the run, you fucking faggot?
That's what I said, dude. Look, when you lost to Mike, happened, bro?
You had like 30 fucking carries for like 120 yards. Like, I don't fucking got that stop and run. And you ran all fucking towers and fucking counters, bro.
I checked the stats. I had 26 rushes for 188 yards and 5 touchdowns.
All of them runs were fucking money plays from 15 yards. You didn't drive on me not one time. What? Give me one drive that you sustained in that game. You didn't drive.
I don't remember, bro. I had 38 points.
We heard you talk the whole fucking night. Listen to me. You've been talking the whole night. You sustained not one drive. Not one drive. Okay?
I mean, it's hard, bro, because you didn't give me a chance to drive down the field. You kept giving me short fields turnovers.
I'm sorry that I fumbled the ball twice. I'm sorry that I threw 3 straight interceptions inside my 15-yard line. My bad. That happens and shit. My fucking quarterback was playing awful. But you stood up there and say that you ran the ball on me. Dog, you ain't doing none of that shit. And one of them runs was like a 50-yard run when I was like, fuck it, I put the stick down.
I'm just saying, Cal, take it from someone who beat E-Dub. The Eagles beat him from running. I beat him from running the ball. I can't take it away from Edgardo. The dude knows how to play the pass. He's a damn good user. I don't think he's as good as Kyrie, because Kyrie can, man, he can ball, man. The dude is a bait machine. You want to stay away from the middle of the field when you're playing Kyrie, because he can play ball. But I'm not going to lie, you know, when I play the Giants and I play big-time players, I try not to turn the ball over. And where I make mistakes, I throw the ball. And if Darko can bait, you know, he plays the middle of the field real well, and he usually builds up fast linebackers and that fly across the field. So I'm real careful when I throw the ball against him. But I'm more comfortable running the ball. 49ers? I'm in the 49ers, too, and I think it's a little opposite. 49ers got a real stingy run game, that run defense, and I don't know how good they are against the pass, but I know Lewis can stop the run.
Is he in the playoffs? You what 12-4-2, right?
Do what?
Is he in the playoffs? Because he was tied with me for the playoff race.
Yeah, y'all are both at 12-4.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I can actually check right now. Let's see who's gonna get the. Because y'all are both sitting at 12-4, and then everyone else is lower. Calvin's got the bye. Well, shit! Look at you. You got the bye, man. Damn, by one game too. 5-1 to 4-2. Dang, what if you had to play your brother?
Huh?
I said, what if you? Oh no, y'all wouldn't play each other, obviously. Well,
yeah, I'm not. Playing
it all depends. It all depends on the sim, huh?
It depends on. If I win the division, I'd probably play. I win the division. I get the number 3 seed, man.
Report your survival.
That's what I don't know. I kind of want to see if I hate for it to go down like that.
Yeah.
I wanted to see if the league would take a vote, man, to let these guys play. You know, let them earn their way to the playoffs.
What?
I mean,
that's a big game, man. And
like just ten, you get a lot of money the more rounds you do.
That's what I'm saying. Like I think I'm gonna put in the league vote, man. See.
Yeah.
They want to let these guys get an extension for a day and see if they can, you know, get their game in. You know what I'm saying? Let them play.
Yeah.
I'm going to invite you in. So.
What
yeah,
do you guys
sure,
think about
man.
That? As far as, like, you know, because basically all commissioners online right now.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's either they I'd be willing to give them an extra day. But if it's going to be long,
if they
than
can't,
that,
yeah,
then,
if they can't play past Saturday or Friday, then, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it may have to be a sim, but I mean, you're right, because that could completely turn the table. I mean, no offense to Mike, the dude can play. No offense to Mike, but we all know what JD can do in the playoffs.
Yeah,
and you know, it would suck if he takes a loss. You know, because he most of his losses are from autos. From, you know, him having a tough schedule. So, you know, he fought himself to get at least in playoff contention, and we all know what he can do in the playoffs. So, yeah, I'd be willing to give him a shot to try to.
I think we should give him an extra day, man.
I'd be down for that.
Get two guys an extra day, man. Give them a chance to knock that game out, man. If they can't go, you know, if they can't play past Friday, then it's a sim. It's a fair sim.
Well, I'm really anxious to see, man, who's going to knock out Kyrie. You know, I got him had him in my league, and I think he was undefeated in my league, to be honest. I played him. He whooped my ass, and you know, he made the playoffs. He had first round bye. He was the number one seed in the league. And his divisional game, I think it was a divisional game. He played Sean Menard. I don't know if we ever had – did we have him in this league? We did, right?
No.
Shit, we may actually have to invite him then. He may – if there's ever a team, a spot open, then he's a pretty, I mean, he took out Kyrie, man. I had him in my division, and I split it 1-1 with him. But dude knows how to play. He's a good sim player, and he ended up taking Kyrie. So I think he's a little pissed right now, taking that loss in my league. So I'm really interested who's going to be able to take the dude down. You know, he runs that strong first six defense.
I'm taking him down again, bro. Plain and simple. You heard me say again, right?
I heard you say it, man. I do not want him to make the Super Bowl.
Repeat what I said again.
Kyrie, I don't know if you're listening, bro. But Edgardo said he got your number, man. He said this is going to be the third year straight that he's going to take you out, man. And take call me Peyton Manning all you want. Shit, he's more of a Peyton Manning than I am because I've at least made it to a Super Bowl. He hasn't even made an appearance yet.
Well, Peyton Manning won a Super Bowl, so...
Shut your ass up, man. God damn, man.
That's why I stopped calling you Peyton Manning. I started calling you Jim Kelly.
Wow.
Oh, shit. Nah, but I'm anxious to see it, you know. If JD sneaks in, man, I don't know who's going to be able to top. You know, come out on top. Hey, Cal, didn't you play him? Didn't you play JD and lose, like, barely?
He's in my division, man, so I already know.
he's tough. This year was the first year I've ever played him, like, ever. Yeah, I lost by a field goal, but I had him down like 17-0 or like 13, you know, it was like almost a 3-possession game, and I was like, man, this dude, what's the talk about this dude, man? And then all of a sudden, the dude makes some crazy adjustments, and it was just like, God dang, man, what the hell? The dude can ball for sure.
So you already know, man. We both know each other's plays, man. We've been playing each other since fucking Madden 25.
Now we got about 2 minutes left on the show, man. So if y'all got anything else y'all want to add, any kind of call,
he won't even make it to the fucking Super Bowl. So, whoever going to the Super Bowl, man, holler at me.
All right. Anything from the LOB squad over there?
90 seconds.
We're going to do our best to win the Super Bowl. That's all I'm saying. LOB.
I like to see that, man. I like to see the Seahawks make it back to the bowl.
Make sure you run the ball at the fucking one, man. To get there.
Like I said, tip to all y'all NFC guys out there.
Mile at y'all, yeah.
All right, man. That's going to be it for our last episode. I hope y'all enjoyed it. If y'all got topics or anything that y'all want to cover on Saturday, let us know. Should be a good show. Saturday, we may actually have couple more shows, you know, one per advancement for the playoffs, but hit y'all up later, man. Good luck with the rest of y'all season. Y'all have a good offseason for those who didn't make it. Deuce.
All right.